And I'm glad that those of us who came out today are here, because it shows that we love God and we want to do our best to serve Him. So thank you for coming out this morning. A few weeks ago, I promised that we would begin looking at ways to evangelize. Now, that being said, I first want to say that there is a difference between outreach and evangelism. To outreach means to reach out. To evangelize means to share the gospel. One leads to the other, but they are not the same thing. One leads to the other, but they are not the same thing. You see, I observed that we do an excellent job of outreach. For example, we have Moms or Us. We have Parents Night Out. We have the Harvest Festival coming up. We open the doors of the building for use by not just one, but two Alcoholics Anonymous meetings that happen here. And not just one, but two Al-Anon meetings that happen here. We have potlucks, not just for fellowship, but as opportunities to reach out and invite folks to come join us. We have lunches like today at Annie's, not just to have lunch together, but to reach out and to invite people to join us. We have Wednesday night dinners just before Bible study, and again, not just for fellowship and food, but also as another opportunity to invite folks to join us. Speaking of which, as was already mentioned, Kurt is retiring after years of cooking his chili and rice on the third Wednesday night of the month, so we do need a cook for Wednesday night. So see Kurt, he'll show you how to do what he does, or you can see Quentin, or you can see me to fill that spot ASAP. So, you know, we have also what? We have occasionally family movie nights. Got one coming up this month. We have game nights like we did last month. And we have a game night again, the next one coming up New Year's Eve. We sort of do that traditionally. And we do all this not just for fellowship. We do all this not just for fellowship, but so that we can invite others to join us. And that is outreach. That is outreach. For the purpose, you see, of evangelizing them, of sharing the gospel. That's why there's a difference between the two. And by now, everyone should have seen the posters around here for Life Touch Photography. And, you know, you might have seen in the back the sheets and the sign-up sheets and the prices on certain things. Well, first of all, let me just tell you a little bit about this. The Life Touch Photography sessions are coming up Wednesday and Thursday, November 6th and 7th, from 1:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. both days. Now, those of us who come to Bible study on those days, get your picture taken before you come to study or after, okay? Come some other time if you don't normally come. On the other hand, make a plans to come to the Bible study and take a picture, you know. So on the surface, this is for members of our congregation to each get a free 8x10 picture plus a free photo directory, all right? And if anyone wants to buy something, let me tell you that I found out you need to make sure you tell them. You could probably say, look at me, and you should know. But if you're a senior, you get a 20% discount. Okay, if you choose to buy something. Holidays coming up, folks like to get their families together, maybe do a little card to send out. Perfect opportunity to have the family come on over to the church building. That's outreach. Okay. By the way, I need two hosts for each of those photo days to sign people in for their pictures. Okay, and there's two shifts each day. I'd like to have two hosts because Life Touch told me that they'll give you a $25 gift certificate for being a host. Okay. So if you'd like to be interested in that and to help out with this outreach opportunity, see me as soon as possible. Okay. Now, all that on the surface, this Life Touch event is for us, okay, on the surface. But underneath all that, we need to remember that we can invite anyone to come and get a free 8x10 photo done, especially our neighbors and our friends. You see, that's where it becomes outreach, okay? Just take a look at these cards. There's some in back, okay? Take a couple of these cards from the back. On the back, there's the church address, phone number, our website where they can go schedule or they can call here, okay? As well as the date and everything. Take a couple cards, hand them out, okay? Go, just give them to folks, and they can go online and they can schedule a time, or they can call me, we'll go ahead and get them scheduled. And that's how this becomes an outreach method to bring people to join us as an opportunity to evangelize, to share the gospel. Because those folks who get a free 8x10, guess what? They don't get sent to anybody. They come here to the building. And then guess what? You and me get to go deliver those photos. And that becomes the opportunity for evangelism. That becomes the opportunity for evangelism, okay? All right. You see, we want to take it to the next level. We do plenty of outreach, but now we need to take it to evangelism. We need to take it to the step where people actually hear the gospel. Okay, that's evangelism. And what's the gospel again? Well, the gospel, in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul tells us what the gospel is. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 4, we read, "Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel, the good news I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel, you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures." So, the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection. The gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And like the scripture tells us right here in the Bible, of course, that it is by this gospel we're saved, the death, burial, resurrection of Christ. And so once a person believes, how do they respond to the gospel and actually be saved? Well, Romans tells us how that all works, doesn't it? Turn over to Romans chapter 6, and let's read Romans 6, verses 3 through 6. And I know we looked at this last week. It's a good refresher for us, because last week's lesson was a little bit different. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 6, the Bible says, "Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin." And in this text, we clearly see, with the help of our illustration, that when we are baptized, okay, we reenact the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. All right, we come up out of the water born again. We come up out of the water saved. We come up out of the water a Christian. Okay. And today, keeping all of that in mind, we want to continue talking about different ways to personally, individually share the gospel, to personally, individually evangelize when folks come in from our outreach methods or from any other way, all right? And you remember that last week we introduced the We Care Gospel presentation. And what I did last week, as I said, was meant to illustrate in a very real way how to personally share the gospel using the Salvation Highway, this Salvation Highway flowchart. And I've got a number of these left around, and I'm going to leave these over here if you'd like one. Now, the Salvation Flowchart Highway is for us. You don't give this to somebody because they'll look at it and go, no, does it bother you? What does that mean? This is for us to study, okay? All right, this gives us a very practical step-by-step method to approach somebody with the gospel. If you weren't here last week, again, those copies are down there. Last week, with that in mind, I also shared with you my personal Soul Winner cheat sheet cards. This is the gospel presentation from this. It's on the back of the sheet with the verses and a question and our picture that we saw before up on here, okay? our Soul Winners cheat sheet card. Again, I've got plenty of those, and we'll go ahead and leave those down there, okay? And I personally like to stick a copy of that in the front of my Bible, so that way you've always got your study right there, okay? You can always be ready to share the gospel at any time with that. And I also made everyone aware of these. This is a $6 checkbook size Soul Winners Bible. And what this is a chain reference Bible with step-by-step instructions for the soul winner, for the person sharing the gospel, to use, okay? Because it starts right on the front with our question, right? And again, like we did last week, you can use any variation of this question. But it says on the front of this handy-dandy checkbook Bible here, what if the Lord were to come right now, would you know for sure, nothing doubting, if you would go to heaven? Please turn to page 362. Well, that's easy. Go to 362. And we can know how to have eternal life. And then our verse is underlined. And then it has a question at the bottom. Then what has been written? Turn to page 153. Step by step, step by step. And again, I've ordered about 20 of these for those people who like to use them to share the gospel. And hopefully they'll be here by the end of the month. All right. And the simplicity of the We Care Gospel presentation is that it is a Bible study that requires absolutely nothing but you, another soul, and at least one Bible. At least one Bible, okay? Now, since our lesson is titled Media Methods, I'd like to spend a few more minutes talking about the We Care media that we could use and share to help someone come to Christ. At the We Care Ministries website, at wecareministries.com, you can buy most of the materials there in English. And guess what? Also in Spanish. For example, they've got a gospel comic book up there in the little corner. It's both in English and Spanish. It's $1.95. Okay? All right? That's a nice sort of like thing to hand out to people, young people and older folks too. Hey, I like pictures, okay, all right. So they've got DVDs, like What If the Lord Were to Come Right Now, all right, which is a DVD that has four lessons. Back in the day, we had videotapes, okay, four lessons on there, and the DVD is both in English and Spanish. It's $24.95. I'll put the videotapes up there for you to look at. I don't have the DVDs yet. One of these days, maybe Christmas. Okay, anyway. There's even one just on baptism, and there's one for fallaway Christians to share, and even a DVD on how to share the gospel called Let's Get Real. Okay, all right there on their website. Now, those items do cost money, without a doubt. Not very expensive, but they cost us money, and they're good for folks who aren't all that internet friendly. But for those who are internet friendly, who have a computer, and have access to the internet, WeCare also has a free section with videos to watch and or download, and studies to use and to share and to print off. It is a great evangelistic tool. Again, that's at WeCareMinistries.com. And if you want to see some of that stuff, and maybe even order some things, but you don't have the internet, well, you can call me up and we'll get together and we'll take a look at some stuff, okay? Now, the We Care Gospel presentation is a simple evangelistic Bible study designed to share the gospel and to elicit a response. It ends, you remember, with Acts 22:16, where Ananias says to Saul, and now what are you waiting for? Arise and be baptized, calling on his name, and wash away your sins, okay? So it ends with eliciting a response, okay? And if you want to, hey, you could use some of their media. A lot of it, like I said, is available for free, and I mean a lot, okay? There is a lot there, and you could buy stuff if you want to. But what about other studies? Well, there are a lot. There are a lot of very simple evangelistic Bible studies. And another one that I've used is called the Open Study. It's called the Open Bible Study. And it's a six-lesson Bible study. And I've copied 20 of these, all right, and I'll leave them up front. And it's so old it was made on a typewriter. Never mind. And in order, the study goes through authority, the authority of God's word, sin, the church, one body, music, and salvation. Okay? Now, when I use this, I'll admit, my goal is evangelism. So when I use this study, I reorder it. And I go authority, sin, salvation, church, one body, music. Okay? And I personally do this because the Bible teaches us that Jesus saves, 1 Peter 3:21. And so salvation should be taught before any teaching on the church or instrumental music. Okay? By the way, tonight at 6 p.m., we will have another installment of our question and answer sermon series with a message I've called, Where's the Piano? Okay. Now, the Open Bible Study is a tried and true Bible study that's been around for years, since before the computer, it seems like. And like I said, I've got some copies, I've used it, and they're right up here again if you'd like to take a look at those. Take one, they're yours to have. A few months ago, when I began looking at what to share this month with us on evangelism, I called around to a couple of the area congregations to see what kind of evangelism tools they use and encourage their congregation to use. I found one that I believe really stood out, and I wanted to mention it. Over at the Parkway Church of Christ, they put together their own gospel Bible study called Discovering Christ. And what Discovering Christ is a nice 33 multiple choice question gospel lesson that someone could actually take, go home, do it, and bring it back to you and go over it with you, okay? It starts with questions about the existence of God, and it goes all the way through to questions about heaven and hell, asking you, oh, what's that on the last question? Where will you spend eternity? Okay. It's designed as an evangelism tool. You see, our study is not about, you know, why the chairs are blue or whatever. Our study is about how to get to heaven. All right. Our study is about how to get to heaven. I printed up just 10 copies of these studies. There is a Discovering Christ Leader's Guide that goes with this for the teacher. But I did not print those up because it's 42 pages long. Okay, so if you really want one of those, let me know and I'll print one up for you. But I really want to know before I print those up because it's a little thick anyway. But that goes through all the answers to the questions, which I believe any Christian could answer very well. But it also has other information in there, which is why it's 42 pages long. Now, I realize I can't possibly cover every single gospel study ever done in media form that's ever been made, but I can share with you stuff that I know and that I have personally used. And so in the area of simple evangelistic Bible studies, just using the Bible and worksheets, we talked about We Care, we talked about the Open Bible Study, and we talked about Discovering Christ. We talked about Discovering Christ. Now, one of the things that I noticed that was missing at the Orangevale congregation, in my opinion, missing, is a track rack. And I believe there was a track rack here years ago, and I think maybe when the library was installed over here, that maybe it got picked up and tucked away somewhere. Maybe Jim McPeak has it somewhere in the back. But I did find about 200 various tracks in this lovely decorative box, okay, and two of the tracks that I've used myself. Let me go put this box down. It is heavy. It's a nice box. I believe Vicky got the box. You can take a look at stuff in there later. Two of the tracks that I've personally used for evangelism purposes is one simply called "What Must I Do to Be Saved?" And also, Can God Really Forgive Me? And there's some left in there because I used a bunch of them, but there's some left in there. There are also other tracks on various subjects in our box there. You go ahead, come up later, take a little looky-loo, just don't hold up traffic, okay? Take a look, take some stuff, go share it, okay? I also found in that box some of these, a bookmark of basic Bible references. And it was kind of like a surprise, a surprise toy in a box of Cracker Jacks, because this is better than the Cracker Jack toy, by the way. They don't even put toys in there now. They got like little cheap tattoo-y things. But anyway, grab one of these if you don't have one. This is really cool. You could take this thing. It's a bookmark. You could use it as a bookmark. You could stick it in the back of your Bible. This is really neat, okay? I got one when I first went to the Lord's church. I saw these things. I said, this thing is great, okay? Now, if you don't have something like one of these, take a look at it, because on here you have topical studies, and you even have this area down here about being saved. So if you ever get stuck, it's like, well, yeah, we need to hear. There's some scriptures. Believe. There's some scriptures. Repent. Scriptures. Confess. Be baptized. Remain faithful. Got scriptures all right there, plus some other topics. It's up in the box. You're welcome to take some. Let's see. Now, usually when we think media, we think video, right? Media, video. Even though print is also media, and I really wanted to take a look at some books today. We'll do that next week, okay? A little bit, okay? But I want to spend some time talking about video. Years ago, I'll honestly say before I was born, but maybe not before some of y'all. I don't know. Anyway. In 1956, to be exact, Jule Miller put together a film strip Bible study series that was used to teach the gospel to thousands. Brother Jule Miller passed away February of 2000, not that long ago. And on the Sunday before his death, he was getting weak. Right? He was too weak to attend worship services, but he really wanted to be there this particular Sunday, because his granddaughter, Candace, was going to be baptized into Christ after the morning services. Well, the story goes that Jule had spoken with his granddaughter the previous Sunday about her desire to obey the gospel. And since Jule couldn't make it, the baptism was taped for him, okay? And when the family came home, they played the video, you know, of the baptism for Jule. And he said, isn't that wonderful? This is a true story, by the way. This is a part of his biography. Biography. Yeah. He said, isn't that wonderful? And then he gave his family what many say is his last sermon. Well, it was pretty much. They call it a sermon. This is what he said. In World War II, there was a man named Adolf Hitler who ruled Nazi Germany. Because of Adolf Hitler, millions of people were killed. And there are millions of people today who are dying in their sins. If we will take the gospel of Christ to them, millions can be saved. We've got to tell them about Jesus. I want all of you to spread the gospel and bring others to Christ. I cannot tell you how much inspiration it meant to me when each of you came into the world. All of us can work together to have one goal, to make Christians, to bring others to Christ. Those are some of the last words that he said. Incredible, isn't it? Brother Jule Miller inspired and equipped a generation to share the gospel with film strips. In 1992, the film strips were converted to VHS for another generation. And we have a couple of sets around the building. There's one in the video closet, at least one. This is what the video looks like if you're interested. And there are a total of 5 lessons in the video series. The videotape has 5 videotapes, okay, one for each: the patriarchal age, the Mosaic age, the Christian age, God's plan for redeeming man, and the history of the Lord's church. Those are blanketed subjects, but everything from the covenants to the plan of salvation, it's all in there. It's all in there. An excellent series. And there are workbooks that go along with all these, okay? And there should also be some around here. I think I've seen some in the library. If not, and you'd like to use a study, we'll see about getting some. Those are the workbooks, okay? It's a great tool for evangelism. But most people today, and I'm not talking about you or me, most people today don't have a VHS video player. So one of these days, it'd be nice to get the DVD, which was prepared for yet another generation to share the gospel. The complete DVD kit sells for $189.99. I know I sound like a commercial, but hey, I want to let you know how much this thing costs, okay? It sells for $189.99, and it comes with the five lessons all on one DVD. It's got the manuals with it, reviews, grading key, even comes with a three-color completion certificate on parchment-like paper. You know, what more can you ask for? Now, the Jule Miller series is also known as the Visualized Bible Study series. So if you go looking it up online, you have trouble. It's called the Visualized Bible Study series. Look for the one that's by Jule Miller, though. Okay, it's without a doubt an excellent series. I personally like it, but the DVD is a little pricey. I'll admit it. It's a little pricey. Not everyone can have their own copy. Because think of it. If we have 60 people in here right now, that's what? I'm bad at math. $1,200? Yeah, okay. But if you want to be serious, it's more than that. $12,000 or something. Yeah, okay. So, yeah. See, if you wonder why. Yeah, okay. Never mind. You're glad I don't take care of the collection, okay? Yeah, but what's a soul worth? It's worth whatever. Yeah, it's worth. It's priceless. All right. Okay, so anyway, I know that not everyone can go out and just buy their own copy. But if you want to be serious about evangelism, you can't go wrong if you do get a copy. Okay. Now, a more affordable, contemporary alternative to the Visualized Bible Study series that you can not only use in a Bible study, whether it's in a group or one-on-one, but also simply to hand out to someone, is the Searching for Truth DVD. Okay? The Searching for Truth DVD. The Searching for Truth DVD has, again, six lessons. It's got about the truth, the Creator, about the authority and religion, about the church, about the house of God, about baptism. Again, I would love to just flip that around and put baptism right after lesson three, okay? All right, and I've done that myself, okay? Because that's what I believe we should do, okay? Now, these DVDs are only $6 each. And if you buy 20 or more, they're only $1 each, all right? Yeah, I'm selling it today, aren't I? Get these things, hand them to somebody. That's at least a method of evangelism. You're putting it into their hands, or you get yourself one, you pop it in there, and you watch it. It's a contemporary version. It teaches the gospel truth. You really can't go wrong. Because remember, Jesus said in John 8:32, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. For those searching for the truth, this DVD helps us to share it. By the way, the newer versions updated the cover a little bit. This is a little bit older. So for those who are internet friendly, if you'd like to buy those DVDs yourself, you can check out WVBS.com. WVBS.com. And that's the World Video Bible School website. World Video Bible School website. And you can order that Searching for Truth DVD. And there are many, 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 many other DVD studies for sale there too. And for those who are internet friendly again, not just going to the library and viewing this. Of course, if you could go to the library and view it, that's another way to do outreach, right? All right, then you have someone sit down, then you're doing evangelism. Hey, all right. They have a lot of other videos online to share with others right away and to do studies with right away. Again, you just visit their site and you go to the video section at www.vbs.org/video. There's actually a button up there. You can't see it now because I can't display the whole thing on the screen. But they even have a Spanish version of Searching for the Truth. Okay, and I don't know how to say that, but it's that. Okay, all right. And plus they have their Search God campaign, which is a series that answers questions about God. And there's also a video series called The Truth About that deals with all sorts of moral issues and issues within the church. That's for, you know, anybody. But if you go onto the VBS website again, further down in the free section of the VBS website, there's a great collection of contemporary videos on marriage, divorce, remarriage, angels, things like Christmas, Islam, pain and suffering, pregnancy, denominationalism. I'm running out of breath. They have a long list, okay? Of course, those are all online. And you can go there and click and watch it right now. Not right now, okay? But anyway, you could share and watch those anytime with somebody as long as you have an internet connection. But of course, they also have DVDs. Now, the first couple are strictly evangelistic, like I said. The others, though, help to teach after someone is baptized. Okay? All right. But, you know, searching for the truth is your evangelism DVD that you want to focus on. Okay? It's the one you want to focus on. So far, again, we covered some basic print media, very basic print media, tracts and DVDs and online video. And right now, I want to go ahead and spend the rest of our time this morning talking about something that's online only, okay? Something that actually teaches the gospel, and it's something that many of us are familiar with before the days of the internet, and that is WBS. And I know we're familiar with WBS. Dave just brought some materials down. We have things in the back that we take care of. We know what WBS is. And for those who don't happen to know what WBS is or remember what the letters stand for, it stands for World Bible School, right? World Bible School. And that's because these teaching materials are used all over the world, like we just talked about this morning, to Tanzania, to everywhere, right? And all different languages, and that they've brought countless to Christ. Plus, those paper booklets have been used even with local evangelism and in prisons and studies, been doing it for years, right? Maybe you did it yourself years ago and did the old grade books, okay? It's great stuff. It is great stuff. But now, in the age of the internet, that stuff is still there, but now in the age of the internet, WBS online at worldbibleschool.org has brought their quality materials to anyone who has access to the internet. Anyone who has access to the internet. And that means that maybe you got a smartphone, maybe you got a tablet, you got a PC, you got an iPad, you got an iBook, you got a Nook, you got a Kindle, whatever it is. Anyone with anything that can connect to the internet, they can do these courses and learn the gospel. And then be directed to someone to assist them to obey the gospel. Because we remember, of course, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8 tells us that the Lord will punish those who do not know God and obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the gospel must not only be believed, but it must be obeyed, you see. And so people from around the world that sign up to take a free online course to learn the gospel, when they are ready, when they've believed, well, then they need to get baptized. And so that means that if there are students, then there must be teachers. And any member of the Lord's church can be a teacher. You simply visit worldbibleschool.net. That's a little bit different. Worldbibleschool.net, not the org one, okay? And you could sign up to be a teacher. You just fill out the form, tell them you're a member of the Lord's church. You can tell them what congregation, reference, whatever you need to do, okay? And ta-da, you are a teacher. Now, guess what? You don't need to know a whole lot of Bible to be a teacher. You want to know why? Because the stuff is graded for you, all right? All right, when you sign up to be a teacher, what's really cool about this, you can get to select your students from whoever signs up from all around the world. And get this, the material that the student goes through, again, is all graded by computer. So all you need to do as a teacher is form a strong relationship with your student. You ask them some relevant questions and answer their relevant questions if they ask. But again, you need to encourage that discussion. And that's pretty exciting because you can teach anyone around the world the gospel from your own backyard or from wherever you're at. All right. That's pretty cool. But get this. What about using this as a local evangelism tool? What about Sally Jo over here, who's kind of an introvert, and she's on the computer all day, and you talk to her about the gospel, but she says, I don't know, I'm allergic to dust and books. Okay. I tell you what. If she has an email address, she probably does, and I'm sure she's on the internet then because she's allergic to dust. Get her email, talk to her about it, and then you, as a WBS teacher, you can log in to your account, and you can add a student yourself as a teacher. You could add anyone with an email address as your student. So if Billy Bob over here or Sally Joe says, hey, I'd like to study the Bible, I just haven't got that much time, would you like to do it online? Well, Yeah, okay. I said, give me your email address, and I'll sign you up and send you an email. Okay, sure, fine. You know, pretty simple, right? So then you visit that, and you go ahead, and you sign them up as your student. Then you can teach them the gospel through the WBS online website at a pace that they want to go at. And like I said before, the material that they go through is all graded by the system. You don't have to spend a lot of time like back in the old days checking off all these little dots and doing all this and that, okay? Your job is simply to be there to answer some other questions. And if you have trouble, you've got a preacher, you got elders, you got deacons, we got each other, okay? All right? And in doing that, we form a stronger spiritual relationship with them. Now, of course, some folks who don't really use a computer might think, well, how is all that possible? How can you form a relationship on the internet? Well, those of us here who use sites like Facebook or Google Plus or Tumblr or any sort of online forum knows that it's very possible, all right? But the really nice thing about this is that those of us who already spend countless hours a year playing games online or chatting about things like, I don't know, wicker baskets or puppies and kittens, all right? You can spend some of that online time just skosh. Actually sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it doesn't cost you anything except some time. There is no cost. They used to have a cost for teachers. If you can donate, they'll take it. But they don't require it anymore. All right. Over at Romans 4. In Romans 4:12, we're reminded that each of us will give an account of himself to God. I wonder if God will be overly concerned about our Angry Birds Star Wars 2 score. Or if maybe we spent some time sharing the gospel with a soul. Food for thought. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. We know the verse by heart. Tells us plainly what God expects from us. There, Jesus came to the disciples and he said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age." And the command of Jesus to share the gospel around the world has become actually so much easier with media methods. And that's because we can print things like studies and tracts. We can ship them, we can hand them out, we can produce Bible studies with audio and video in various formats to share around the world. And we can even share the gospel through the internet. That's on all the time everywhere now, even here in this room. If you want the passcode, let me know. I never really share my people. Let me know, okay? Now, I know that all this was a lot to process. Okay, but make sure you grab a copy of the sermon notes to review. I put down the websites and what the material is that we talked about. And remember that it's all meant to us to get. This is all meant for us to make us aware of the options that we can choose to use in order to better personally share the gospel in different situations. Because again, you know, Susie Jane might not be into the internet thing, but she would love to go ahead and sit down with you with the open Bible study. You know, Freddie Bill over here, you know, he doesn't like personal Bible study, but he'll go online with you. So you sign him up with the other thing. And maybe Jim Bob Freddie Fed, I don't know what his name is. Well, he's into video. So, hey, we go watch a DVD. On the other hand, maybe somebody else, I'm coming up short on names, maybe he just, hey, you know, you got something I could look at my smartphone. Then you point him over to the other videos over here on the Searching for Truth website, okay, the WVBS online free stuff. All sorts of different ways that we could go ahead and share the gospel. Lot to process, I know, but I wanted to give us some opportunities, some options for different opportunities. So where do we go from here? Well, over the next two Sundays, we're going to go ahead and examine yet another simple Bible study that teaches the gospel that I'm confident that anyone can do. So please plan on being here for those lessons so that we can be better equipped to serve the Lord by sharing the gospel. And speaking of the gospel, if there is any reason that anyone here needs to come forward during the invitation song, maybe to be immersed in Christ to be saved, or maybe there's someone who would like to request a prayer that wasn't mentioned earlier, or for some other need, Well, you're always welcome to do that. Or if you prefer, as always, you could visit with one of our elders at your convenience for encouragement. Whatever the case may be, if you need to, please come forward as we all stand and sing.